Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it could be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates. Everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making 6 and 7 figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
So we're going to talk about the presidential situation in a minute, but before we talk about that, I want to talk about the global tech outage that happened last week that is still continuing. 600 flights got canceled today. Delta had to cancel 600 flights today. So there's still ramifications of the global tech outage that happened last week, still continuing this week. And a major player in that is CrowdStrike, yep. A company that we've talked about a lot on the show. And as a result of that, their stock tumbled over the last 2 days, Friday and today. So first, thoughts on the global tech outage, but then also specifically CrowdStrike. So it's hovering around like 265-ish area. So over 30% drop from its 52-week high. So would this be a buying opportunity for CrowdStrike?
I'm just going to fall more. Truth be told, probably need to wait to 249.77. Hell of a drop. Great company. This is now, for those of you who have been in it, if you experience 20% drop, rule of thumb, please put it in chat. If it drops 20% and it's not a top five company, you need to sell it and reposition it. So 249.77. If you buy it at 277 or 260, cool. But I would be waiting for 249.77 if I wanted to buy it long term. Troy, you're right. CrowdStrike is not better than Tesla. Elon, I'm so sorry.
I think what you said
got me out of here.
Yeah, because it was. We got a lot of texts about it. You know, it's still a great company. Losing $20 billion in valuation in a 3-day span is just it's tumultuous. It's a tough run for them. But it talks about the importance of cybersecurity. The most important thing I thought that came from it was like people heard the name CrowdStrike and then it became the number one thing searched on Google. It was like nobody knew what this company was, but it talks about the importance of cybersecurity when it can affect banks, when it can affect travel, when it can affect large enterprise, when it can affect hospitals, and then its customers as well, right? So it first started with Microsoft saying, hey, we're down. And the interesting thing is that Microsoft has its own cybersecurity, but they were still using this platform. Obviously, it was leading in the space. It's going to be tough, like you said.
Palo Alto, you're up.
I was just going to say that. Thanks, Ian.
Sorry.
We spoke about market shares last week when we talked about Tesla inside the EV space. When you talk about market shares inside of cybersecurity, when you ask the question, are they better than Tesla? And I was kind of like, nah, there's so much competition. Those margins are a lot smaller, right? So they don't have 18% market share, but like right next to them is Microsoft with 17%. And I think Palo Alto is next up with probably like 15%. And so you can see when an event like this happens from a company like this, when you're the number one in the space, you're gonna lose some clients. And that's gonna happen. Does it still remain a great company? Yeah. Will it be number one in the space? That is in question. It is in high doubt. High doubt right now. But there are still people who still believe in it. I just saw Kathy Woods just invested $12 million.
A sign that it's not going to do well. Look, Kathy, I love you. ARKK, shout out to the entire team. Y'all mean the world to me. That is a sign that it's...
Before the situation was even resolved, you saw Elon say, look, we're out. We're no longer using this in any of our systems. Before they could even fix the issue, that doesn't help. Microsoft, obviously, you know, this is a huge issue for them. They may look at it as like, we don't need you as a client anymore. So, yeah, I think the stock moves down a little bit more. We spoke about it in shout out to everybody in EYLU and a few options calls. But this is why it's like, you know, long term is great. Leaps are great. But if you're going to do short term, be very calculated. If you have a percentage, hit your percentage and move on.
Yep.
Got a few texts about, hey, I was up 190% in the stock. We pulled down to 110. What should I do? You're still up 110%. Right.
Blessing.
This is one of those things like count the blessing and say, all right, is this an opportunity to watch it fall or do I take profit or do I reposition? I think those are the questions that people should ask. But it's a good question to ask yourself if you're in that position. But I think most importantly is that people had strategy and they didn't panic when they saw it overall for the week. I mean, it was a tough week, but people didn't panic. And that's kind of what I'll talk about a little bit more later on.
Gross margin 75%, profit margin 2.92%. You cannot get me to believe that because you did a single line of code out of billions of lines of code that it made a worldwide outage happen, or because you pushed an update to Falcon. If you go on Wix.com or Squarespace, they got control measurements in place to make sure that when the update goes, it does not mess up. And then kudos to the CEO. But when you went on CNBC in 360p, I said, oh, baby. Not a good sign. I'm here to tell the truth today. When we get to the political commentary, I'm going to even out and be responsible.
Yeah.
But right now, CrowdStrike, Palo Alto is on you. Microsoft is on you. And then as a result, because now more than ever, because of the political climate, we'll get to it in a little bit, every company has to be stronger and safer than ever because we have unrest like we haven't seen in a long period of time. Satya is pissed enough. Microsoft, I'm disappointed for you at the DEI decision. Mm-hmm. I want to be very clear about that. But Satya is not going to let this fall on them. And then CrowdStrike, you have to look out for lawsuits that are going to come their way as a result of this. Fellas, if you were going to book that flight, you got a good excuse to why you can't do it today, though. Tune in to Blackout. I was going to, but
they were adamant about it not being a cyber attack. What's your thoughts on that? You think it was just an upgrade issue?
It was a worldwide outage. And you want to have me believe that y'all messed up in the uploading of the new software program? We've had Houston without power, CenterPoint, 800 million in mobile power units that never touched down in Houston. We'll get to that one day. Presidential attack or assassination attempt. President incumbent steps down. And you want to tell me that you didn't fuck up the code or the software push? Yeah, right. Because if you say it's a cyber attack, you're out of business. It's over with.
The largest in history. The largest outage in the history of the world.
Bro, congrats. The signs in the airports were out. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Rest in peace, John McAfee. We're going to have a conversation about John on Blackout one day, but that's, I got to call the International Monetary Fund, make sure we protect it first. So.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.